Hi, and welcome to this Windows 10 Narrator Series Episode 5. And in this episode, I want to show you the startup options that you have for Narrator on your computer. And of course, in this case, I'm using my Surface Pro. So as we're still dealing with settings, let me jump into Narrator Settings, Control, Windows, and N for November, or of course, Narrator. So Control, Windows, and N.
Add settings window, turn on narrator, toggle switch on, use narrator.
Okay, now let's make sure that I've got scan mode turned on so we can actually use H for heading to get to the appropriate startup option heading. So I'm going to do narrator plus spacebar.
Scan off.
Okay, when it was already on because I've just turned it off, so I'm back on again. Narrator plus spacebar.
Scan.
And remember, our narrator key is either the caps lock key or the insert key. So to make sure I'm sort of at the top of the screen, I'm going to do Shift H to go back a heading.
Use narrator, heading level 2. Narrator, heading level 1.
There we go, and let's go forward. So I'm going to press H.
Use narrator, heading level 2. Startup options, heading level 2.
And here's our startup options. So if I press down arrow.
Allow the shortcut key to start narrator checkbox checked.
Allow the shortcut key to start narrator. So if I press down arrow.
Press the Windows logo key plus Control plus Enter to turn Narrator on or off.
Okay, so that's the shortcut key to start Narrator, Control, Windows, plus Enter. And you can disable that if you want to.
Start Narrator after sign-in for me, checkbox checked.
Start Narrator after sign-in for me, and I've currently got that turned on because I want it running automatically. Of course, if you're using another screen reader and you didn't want to have to unload Narrator to use another one, then you'd have this unchecked.
Start narrator before sign-in for everyone, checkbox checked.
Start narrator before sign-in for everyone. And I've got that checked on, as this is my machine. I left it turned on. However, like on the Mac, if you have this turned on, then you can have the speech running at the login prompt. And when everybody then logs in, then they won't have narrator running on their particular user option. Down again.
Show narrator home when narrator starts, checkbox unchecked.
Okay, start narrator home when narrator starts. Now, I've had this currently turned off at the moment. I'm actually going to turn it back on again. I'll just show you what it does when I've turned it back on.
Check.
Spacebar. And, of course, with these options, I can press spacebar or enter. If I hit enter.
Unchecked.
I've unchecked it. Hit enter again.
Checked.
And narrator home is just to organize the different options to learn and to access settings and so on with Narrator. And I'll show that in a minute when you turn it on. And as I've had mine turned off, you can also, of course, have it turned off as well. So down there again.
Minimize Narrator home to the system tray, checkbox check.
Minimize Narrator home to the system tray. And mine's currently checked, so if I press down again.
When this box is unchecked, Narrator home will minimize to the taskbar.
When this is unchecked, narrator home will minimize to the taskbar.
Heading level 2. Personalize narrator's voice.
And now we're back down to personalize narrator's voice, which I did in episode 4 for the previous one. So I'm not going to worry about restart my machine and show you the actual login options because they're pretty obvious. Let me just show you what narrator home actually does. So I'm going to close down settings at the moment. I'm just going to do Alt F4.
Vision Australia downloads,
and I'm back 5 to
of 12, desktop
right,
list,
so
scan
let me
off.
Unload narrator, so Control, Windows, Enter.
Exiting narrator.
And now I'm going to launch narrator again, Control, Windows, Enter.
Starting narrator, heading level 1, narrator. Welcome to narrator. This is narrator home, where you can get help, access your settings, and learn about new features. Narrator is a screen reader that describes aloud what's on your screen, so you can use that information to navigate your device. To start or stop narrator, press the Windows logo key plus Control plus Enter. Explore the sections below to get started. Quick start button.
Okay, so we've got the quick start button, and let me just check my scan mode. So I'm going to do caps lock or narrator plus spacebar.
Scan off. Scan.
Let's turn it back on again. Just toggle it back on with narrator plus spacebar. So I press down arrow.
Learn the basics of narrator.
That's the learning basics of narrator. So literally it's an interactive tutorial to teach you how to use the basics of narrator, including scan mode for that matter, and also to give you some tips on using Windows general commands as well. Pressing down arrow again.
Narrator guide. button.
Here's the narrator guide button, down again.
View the complete narrator guide online.
This is the narrator guide that you can actually read online.
What's new button.
What's new button, down again.
Get an overview of new and updated features.
Get an overview of new and updated features, down again.
Settings button.
That's the settings button, down again.
Customize narrator. Press Windows logo key plus Control plus N to access settings anytime.
Okay, so it tells us that we can press Control, Windows, and N for Nelly to access the settings anytime. Down again.
Feedback button.
Feedback button.
Help improve narrator. Press okay. Windows logo key plus Alt plus F to give feedback anytime.
Okay, so you can press Windows plus Alt plus F to give feedback at any time. Down again.
Show narrator home when narrator starts. Checkbox checked.
Okay, show narrator home when narrator starts, and you can uncheck it again if you don't want to use it. And I'm going to uncheck it now. So I'm going to run narrator with it not running, and you can see what it sounds like. So I'm going to press enter.
Unchecked. Mode.
Down again.
Link. Start narrator after sign in.
Okay, here's our link to start narrator after sign in.
Exit narrator button.
Exit narrator.
Minimize button.
I can minimize this window.
No next item.
And we're down the bottom of the screen. All right, so I'm actually going to unload narrator again. So control Windows enter.
Exiting narrator.
And now remember, I've now got narrator home now turned off. So if I just do control Windows and enter.
Vision Australia downloads 5 of 12. Selected on desktop list.
Okay, so narrator's just started and I'm just sitting at the desktop. So I don't have the narrator home in focus. So if I go back into narrator settings with control Windows and N for Nelly.
And settings window. Turn on narrator. Toggle switch on. Use narrator.
And as I said in the previous episode 4, once you've turned scan mode on, effectively, it'll stay on. So I'm going to press H.
Startup options.
And you start
heading
options.
Level 2.
Now, I'm not going to press down arrow because I don't need to read all the text between the controls. I'm just going to press my tab key.
Allow the shortcut key to start narrator. Start narrator after sign in. Start narrator before sign in. Show narrator home when narrator starts. Checkbox unchecked.
And I'm going to turn that checked. Back on again. And now it's back on again. So I'm going to close settings with Alt F4.
F Vision Australia downloads.
Back to my desktop.
5 of 12.
Unload narrator with control Windows
and enter. Exiting narrator.
Turn narrator back on again with control Windows and enter.
Starting narrator. Heading level 1. Narrator. Welcome to narrator. This is narrator home.
And it's where you control key to shush it up. Now this screen is actually quite good for beginner users because you can access the quick start tutorial. Again, if you need to have a bit of a play, you can access the user guide and you can also get to the settings easily if you can't remember what the shortcut key, i.e. control Windows and N is. And again, as I did on the settings screen, I'm just going to press my tab key.
Quick start.
So there's quick start. Particularly when you're pressing the tab key, you're going to skip over the text on the screen. It's going to do tab again.
Narrator guide button.
Okay, so quick start, narrator guide.
What's new?
What's new?
Settings.
Settings.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Show narrator home when narrator starts. Checkbox
okay,
checked.
So we can uncheck it again if you want to.
Link. Start narrator link after sign in.
Options.
Exit narrator.
Exit
button.
Narrator.
Minimize button.
And minimize narrator home. And enter.
Taskbar. Pane. Scan off.
Okay, so I'm back to the taskbar. Scan mode's off. I press my tab key.
Microsoft Edge. Notification. Show desk. Vision Australia downloads.
And I'm back to my desktop.
5 of 12. Desktop list.
That'll do me for this demonstration, which was primarily looking at the startup options for narrator. We then had a look at the Windows home screen, which can be quite useful. And we discussed what happens, whether it's actually toggled on or off. And I did suggest that for beginner users, it's quite handy to have it on. And then showed you then how to minimize if you want to keep the Windows Home running. Back to the taskbar. Then I pressed tab a few times to go back to my desktop. So that will complete this demo. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.